Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Media is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech. This is Bagel Tech Media, episode number 40 for Friday, February 11th, 2011. Gaming with Apple. Hello and welcome to your Friday installment of Bagel Tech Media. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Great to have you on board. Getting you all set up for our weekend show, basically. It's a show that gets you into the weekend. We're almost there. Thank God it's Friday. Hope everybody's week has gone well for them. Now, of course, as a reminder, we mentioned this on our Tuesday show. Going to mention it again. Bagel Tech Media no longer doing the video edition of the podcast. So just so you know, it's going to be audio only now. And we're doing that for the main reason, so we can get the news to you ASAP, as soon as possible. Literally, record the show now. It's up on the web and in your hands, literally, about an hour, hour and a half later, instead of 12 hours later. It was just getting to be too ridiculous. And the news wasn't becoming relevant. So that is why the switch was taking too long to do the video, upload the video and all that. So, and from what I've seen of the mail that I have gotten from you guys so far, you seem to appreciate it. So thank you very much for all the input. Keep it coming. You can mail me here at the podcast. That is at bageltechmedia@gmail.com. Don't forget, Bagel Tech Media is part of the Bagel Tech Network, and got a whole bunch of shows over the Bagel Tech Network. We got you covered in every direction. Droid News, Rage News. We've got, of course, the big show, which is our roundtable show, the Mac Show, which I just absolutely just finished doing just literally about 5 minutes ago, heading right into the show. And, of course, we've got the upcoming Sound Podcast, which I personally am going to be hosting. That's going to talk about music recording technology and software and hardware. And if you're a musician, that's going to be one show you're definitely going to want to check out. That's going to be coming soon. It's called Bagel Tech Sound. So look for that very, very soon. Well, we've had a little bit of here and there media tech news that's went on for the remainder of this week. So let's get into that right now. Something that's been long rumored for, I don't know, quite some time now. It's been kind of back and forth about, will Apple TV do the games? Will it not get the games? You know, why doesn't it have the app integration like it does with the other iOS devices? Because in a sense, it's the same thing. Well, we're hearing actually some, we'll just say rumors right now, that Engadget has received some iOS 4.3 beta 3 code snippets. And it's kind of saying in here that they see a provision there for games. Now what exactly does this mean? Well, it could tell us a few things. Rumor wise, of course, guys, just take this with a pinch of salt. It's just rumors. So, we could be seeing a redesign, obviously, in the next probably 4.3 update for the firmware update for the Apple TV. We could be seeing a much different looking OS on it. Maybe something similar to what we're seeing with our iOS devices, the iPhone 4, the iPad, these kind of things. I would say not as completely along those lines. I think it'll still pretty much retain the same interface, but with some connectivity to the App Store, possibly, you know, to get games, to possibly integrate applications. That remains to be seen. I'm thinking other things here. I think it would be great to actually have Apple TV be able to have integration with the App Store. It needs to have it. I mean, we're seeing so many set-top box devices out there now. Popcorn Hour actually comes to mind, where they've kind of got their apps market right now. There's other ones on there. Boxy Box, of course, it's big with the apps. The Pop Box, which has been a horrible set-top box, but it also has an app integration on it. The list goes on and on. I mean, it is very much an app world we live in, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me when Apple TV came out last year why it did not have an app interface. But apparently they're seeing code now that says that might be coming, at least gaming anyways, to the Apple TV. I'm thinking other directions here. There's been so many rumors this week coming out about an Apple television. Not Apple TV, Apple television. And I really think that this is something we're going to see this year, maybe towards Christmas time. And, you know, this is completely speculation on my part, but it would make sense for Apple to take that next leap. They have us covered everywhere else. They got us covered in our set-top box. They got us covered in our mobile devices. They got us covered on our desktop. They got us covered on where we get our content, how we get our content. A TV makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Perfect sense. Could this be a TV that runs on an iOS that could have integration with an app store? And you're thinking, well, why bother with that? You already got that in the set-top box. Well, could it be a TV with a hard drive that downloads all that content 720p, even maybe 1080p we'll get to, into that television. Literally an ITV in a roundabout way. And AirPlay, and you can put all these things at your devices. Again, totally speculation, guys. But I'm thinking more along these lines. I don't know about, maybe gaming's coming to Apple TV, but I see a much bigger picture here from what Engadget is seeing in the beta 3 code, the iOS 4.3 beta code. It remains to be seen. We're going to probably know a lot more. There's also rumors about iOS 4.3 coming out on Valentine's Day on February 14th. So we shall see. But I think good things are in store for all of our iDevices this year. All right, on to our next story now, having to do with 3D. Yeah, not a big fan of 3D. I still feel it's gimmicky. Anybody listening to the show knows that's how I feel. But, it might actually have a lot to do with, we don't have the content readily available. I mean, you look at our satellite providers, you look at our cable providers, it's simply just not giving us enough 3D content. It's pretty much movie-based, Blu-ray player-based movies for us to, kind of see this 3D content. Not something that we flip to. Well, the folks actually over at DirecTV, and this, of course, only applies to our U.S. listeners, but the folks over there are trying to expand on that, actually. And there is a new channel. It's actually launching, I believe it's actually on Valentine's Day, or at least they're going to start looping videos on Valentine's Day with this channel. Now, it's from Sony, IMAX, and Discovery. And they've all kind of teamed up with this channel called 3Net. Now, what 3Net's going to do, it's going to offer what their goal is, basically. They promise to offer viewers the largest video library of 3D entertainment content by the end of 2011. And that's what they're promising. Right now, it's going to be kind of a new loop of added rotation every night about 9 p.m. is kind of what they're promising now. I guess hoping the thing will get bigger, grow, much bigger, like the other 3D channels are on there. I mean, N3D's on there. You got ESPN 3D on DirecTV as well. ESPN 3D's done somewhat okay. N3D's kind of a bit of another story, but it's still trying to catch on. And I think with, particularly when you get the things like a Discovery on this thing, that might draw in people a little bit more. And there's something about, it's like when HD was introduced, there was something about HD, it was very enticing. We watched, like Earth. You remember, it was like I think it was BBC that produced that thing, and it was stunning high definition, and people were like, oh, it's beautiful, you gotta check this out. And it was just simply the Earth, and it was beautiful. It was one of the first things that people took the appreciation of HD. And I think they're trying to do the same thing with 3D. I just don't know. 3D, we look at it it's still an old technology. Yeah, it's better now than it was in 1975. That's for dang sure. But it's still one of these that we still feel it's old as consumers. And I don't know. I cannot help but not think that that's why it's not taking off. That's why people aren't that enthused with it. And I still firmly believe, and this is kind of an opinion based here, but I think it's very much Hollywood throwing this down our throats for privacy reasons. I've said that before, that it helps with, people are trying to sneak in cameras in theaters to try and grab a screen capture of the latest Harry Potter film, but hey, it's in 3D, so it looks like crap when it enters the pirated DVD or whatever market out there. I think that's one main reason why. Do I think it can get to HD? I think so. I think we can finally get to a place where it doesn't sound gimmicky anymore. And that it actually is something that enhances our viewing experience. But right now, it isn't up to par yet. Most of us have still got to wear those stupid glasses on the sofa and watch a film. And then you got to have some for the whole family, which, let's face it, ain't very cheap, is it? But if we get more expansion, I think if we can see more things like this, though, with things like DirecTV, if Dish Network, and all players everywhere worldwide, all these cable satellite players, if they can get more involved and start showing us more content that we can flip to with our controller, then we might start seeing 3D take off a little bit more than it is already. On with our next story now, and it's funny, we were just talking about the film industry. I was about to say music industry. Well, it's pretty much the same lines. We're talking about the MPAA and Google. Well, I guess it's actually come out this week that MPAA is actually threatening to disconnect Google headquarters. I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't even know exactly what they mean by that. Oh, we're going to shut you offline for this is the deal, guys. Apparently, some Google employees have been able to get, I guess either use Wi-Fi hotspots, or they've been able to get around firewall things and actually use BitTorrent and they're actually sharing and downloading movies within inside the Google walls, inside the Google castle. And I guess it's pissing off the MPAA. Now, of course, Google is, they did a lot of pledges, actually, not only to the MPAA, the RIAA as well. And about, you know, trying to stomp out music and online and film piracy all over the internet. And they did that with, you know, little search result tweaks. You kind of go in, you know, you search for whatever you're looking for. They would give you the, you know, basically maybe on the first page, they would give you the links to the legitimate sources. That's where you can legitimately get it. And then, of course, then the illegal sources would follow that afterwards. And yeah, you know, they've sent dozens and dozens and dozens of letters, they're saying, to Google on behalf of the film studios like Paramount, Columbia Pictures, and they're warning that users on Google IP addresses are downloading and watching movies illegally. You know, I'm not going to go into too much detail here. First off, yeah, okay, fine. If this is happening on Google walls, let Google take care of it, MPAA, all right? This is their staff. This is their... Let them take care of it, all right? You don't need to keep on sending threatening letters. We get it now. RIAA, we get it now, okay? You guys just want to sue us, you know? It's love. Thanks for suing your customers. Appreciate it. Let Google deal with it. You don't have to send out a threat. We're going to disconnect Google. How are you actually going to disconnect Google, MPAA? Thought about that one? Don't think it's possible. Yeah. What are you going to do? Get a lobbyist? Go to the Congress? What are you going to do? First off, loosen the grip a little bit. You know, let the content breathe a little bit. Take all the DRM off the stuff because people want, you know, we'd like to watch it on more than just one thing. All right. Because we did purchase it legally. We'd like to be able to transfer it around. You know, it's kind of how it used to be, right? We bought a DVD. I may have had three DVD players in the house. Maybe I want to watch it on a different one every night if I want to. I bought it. It's my priority. It's my prerogative. That's what I want to do. Secondly, we had a report come out just a few weeks ago about there's 100 users supposedly supplying all this illegal content online. Now, I don't know if I really believe that or not. It seems to be more than 100. But, hey, that's from MPAA's mouth itself. Hey, it's 100 users. Go find the 100 users, guys. Leave Google off the radar, okay? A lot of these people, sad as to say, some may not even know what they're doing. Others, hey, let's just face it, they're being cheap. They're taking the easy way out, and they're going off BitTorrent. But some of the movies they're actually downloading right now, they say actually the most popular one is The Green Hornet. Last I checked, that ain't out. That ain't on DVD. So you're worried about sales at the theater then, huh? Well, from what I've seen, theater sales have done pretty well, particularly for that movie. Harry Potter was another one. They went on and on and on about that 30-minute leaked copy of Harry Potter. I believe that Harry Potter did pretty well in the end, I think. I think it did, as far as I remember. A lot of times these are fans that download these really crappy copies of this movie. And that's one reason why we're starting to see 3D, you know, go this way. They want the 3D content there, so it's not as easy to get on the net. And, you know, MPA, go after the source. If you get the source, then fine. That's fine. We'll back you if you get the source. But to go after individual fire sharers and to put Google on the front of the story just to get some press. Sorry, guys. It's just a cheap way of doing it. Do your job. Go direct to the source. Maybe things will get better then. On with more media tech news now. This I seen coming. Predicted it last year when I was still doing the Sonic Beyond podcast, and it pretty much has arrived. Activision has bailed out Guitar Hero, and they've canceled the game. That's it. No more Guitar Hero. In fact, the one they were actually working on for this 2011 release, they pretty much canceled the whole development of that game. There's not going to be any more Guitar Hero for the game for 2011. In fact, it's just done. It's over with. The drastic move actually comes from they've seen a very much a huge decline in sales of these games. I mean, 2007, you're looking at like 1.5 million copies of Guitar Hero 3 in the first month alone. Last year, according to Activision, only 86,000 copies were sold of the latest game in the series. Only 86,000. I predicted it last February. I mean, literally, it's almost a year ago to the day now. I predicted last February these things were a fad. The Beatles were proof of that. Even though that's Rock Band, I still see Rock Band doing the exact same thing. And another thing, the music industry got a bit greedy with this. They said, oh, look at this, another venue for money. And they started overcharging these game publishers for the content to these songs. Therefore, the prices of the games went up. I think people lost interest in that. And let's face it, you know, I have the Beatles Rock Band. I played it to death for 2 months. I haven't picked it up since. It gets boring. It gets old. You know, what's next? Okay, great. Once you've conquered it, you conquered it. And the games don't really change either. They just kind of go on to the next, to the next. Yeah, I know this is a media podcast. We don't really talk about games on here too much. But it has to do with the music side of this thing. And I just think it just got stale. I got bored. It was a fad. It was fun. It was great to have people over. You had the little parties and these kind of things. You have a little jam, particularly Rock Band. I think Rock Band really overtook Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero started it all, don't get me wrong. But I think Rock Band went to the next level. I think it was the one that has done the best. However, though, it's also very much declining. Its sales are also down. And I look for it to also, get stale. Probably going to die out. Like I said, the Beatles Rock Band thing, you can get it pretty much on discount anywhere now. And this thing was hugely expensive. I was one of the idiots that bought it when it first came out. So it is a bit sad to see this, although not a big surprise at all. And if you were a Guitar Hero fan, enjoy what you have, because that's all you're going to get now. All right, wrapping up our media tech news for our Friday edition of Bagel Tech Media. And it's just very simple. It's the Sonos controller for Android. It has been announced, and we're starting to see a lot of apps actually come to Android. Android's just, like I said, getting more and more popular. Of course, the Sonos controller app for the iPhone and the iPad, it gives you the ability to control your system through your phone. And essentially what's going to happen, the Android thing is going to do the exact same thing. Basically, the CEO of Sonos actually said that they want to get into the Android market simply because it's exploding, it's growing, and they feel that Sonos would be, would be a perfect fit. It needs to be there. Well, to me, it's just a given. Everybody has an app now. Everybody wants their app in so many places. And, we're seeing a lot of places where I've got an Android app and I've got an iPhone app. We're seeing the release, at least just in the UK, for the thing in March. So it's coming right around the corner. They're actually not saying where else or in the world, when else it's going to come out. I would think it would be around the same time. To me, it doesn't make any sense. It's just available in the UK, and what, a year later, it comes out everywhere else. So, I have pretty good feeling that's going to be probably released in most of the Android markets worldwide, probably around March, at least by April, should I say. So, if you're an Android lover, Sonos, they make great stuff. At least now, at least here pretty soon, you're going to be able to control your device with your Android-powered phone. Well, that does it for your Friday edition of Bagel Tech Media. Once again, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and download us. And before I get into where you can get a hold of us and all that, you got to head on over to BagelTechNews.com right now and click that click-through that says UK2.net. Yeah, you hear us talk about it all the time on the Bagel Tech Network, UK2.net. They provide our bandwidth, our hosting for all of our shows here on the Bagel Tech Network. Without them, we're nothing. This network, this podcast you're listening to right now would not exist. Please go over to BagelTechNews.com right now. Click the click-through over there. That way they know we are sending you to their site. And, if you are looking for, some great, reliable web hosting, you're on the look for a domain right now, UK2.net might be your place. Now, we're not telling you go over there, spend your money. No. See if it works for you. If it does, then they would appreciate it, and in turn, we would also appreciate it. Because by, supporting our sponsors, you are supporting the Bagel Tech Network. Again, BagelTechNews.com. Click the click-through. Have a look at UK2.net. We thank them so, so much for their support of Bagel Tech Media and all the shows here on the Bagel Tech Network. Now, where can you get a hold of Bagel Tech Media? Simple to do. BagelTechNews.com. That's the network website. You'll see our show page over there. It says Bagel Tech Media. Click on that. Again, audio edition is the only one that's available now at Bagel Tech Media. We've stopped doing the video so we can get you the news ASAP. So get subscribed to the audio edition. We're also available in the iTunes store. We're also available in the Zune Marketplace as well. And of course, just you get to subscribe simply over there at our website as well. Whatever's convenient for you, just get subscribed. You get the podcast coming to you twice a week, every Tuesday and every Friday of Bagel Tech Media. You can also follow us on Twitter as well, twitter.com. bageltechmedia. Got some MediaTek news and little things are flowing through there. If you want to follow me personally, I have my own personal Twitter account. That's twitter.com/KyleSwagger. Swagger only with one G. Sometimes it gets confusing for people. Also, email. I get a lot of it, and I answer all of it, guys. Sometimes it takes a little bit, but I do get to it. So please, send in your emails. bageltechmedia@gmail.com. bageltechmedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. Now, once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger, and I will see you back here on Tuesday. I hope everybody has a great weekend. So we'll be back here on Tuesday for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech news.